Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, June 24th, live from Emporia, Kansas. It's the Tall Grass Auction. Then put on your calendars, 5th through the 9th of July is Week in the Rockies for 2021, live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. As always, you can find out more information about these sales and other information for on Superior Livestock at superiorlivestock.com or call them 1-800-422-2117.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
Well, cattle futures closed yesterday with little fanfare as feeders were a bit higher and live cattle a bit lower. It was not the usual triple-digit gains or losses we've become accustomed to. There was little news for traders to go on for market direction, leaving them a little cautious in taking positions. The cash market was not tested with only some light trade in Iowa, but nothing to hang your hat on. There's not much to be said about the hog market other than liquidation still has not run its course. Futures tried to hold for a little while earlier in the trading day, but then selling overwhelmed the market. August futures have now fallen to the lowest level since April 29th and have fallen over $15.03 over the past seven trading days. The market should be ready for a bounce, but traders need the courage to step back in on the long side. Now on the grains, Kansas City wheat, the July's trading about 4.5 cents higher early today, borrowing bullish influence from September Minneapolis wheat, which is up 29 cents. Given everything DTN has been writing about spring wheat the past several weeks, it's difficult to understand why the market acts surprised when USDA drops its good to excellent rating for spring wheat from 37% to 27% yesterday afternoon, still the lowest since 1988. The Northwestern Plains are plagued with severe to exceptional drought conditions, and except for some sporadic rains at times, it has been hot and dry, and there is still not much in the 7-day forecast for either the Northwestern Plains or the Pacific Northwest. December corn is trading down 4.75 cents early today, a small showing of bearish pressure with a broad coverage of moderate to heavy rains in the central and eastern corn belt over the next week, also reaching southeastern Ontario and Quebec. November soybeans are down 17.25 cents early today, finding more bearish pressure from rain in the forecast and support from yesterday's lower USDA crop rating. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work. Shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Livestock futures, August live cattle down 52 cents, 121.02. October down 30, 126.65. August feeder cattle up 7 cents, 155.10. September's up 15, 157.37. July hogs down 162, 107.05. August is down $3, 103.67. Kansas City wheat, July's down 6.75, 599.75. September down 6.5, 609.25. Chicago wheat, July down a penny and a quarter, 661.5. September is down 3/4 at 665. July corn's up 4 cents, 659.25. September is down 6.25, 571.25. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.